Welcome to Unyielded, Thriving No Matter What, where we talk about how to make your next chapter in life your best chapter. I'm your host, Bobby Kaler, and I believe that the best is yet to come. Today, I want to kick us off by sharing two proven research findings to consider. The first one, only 10% of your happiness comes from your circumstances. 50% of your happiness is what researchers call your happiness set point. But study after study confirms that 40% of your happiness comes from your internal state of mind. In other words, what you think and believe. The second research finding is this. Roughly, only 20% of the population is using their mind in a way that brings forth optimal performance and happiness. Now, really think about those two findings and what that says. When I consider these in conjunction with each other, it indicates that there's tremendous power in how we think about things, and that most of us could be tapping into the power of the mind more than we are. Now, before exploring this more, please don't mistake this for just positive thinking or just being positive, both of which can actually be counterproductive when they're done as avoidance or ignoring reality, you know, slapping a band-aid on an open wound. And it's also not fluff. I mean, this is neuroscience, and I don't think neuroscience is fluff. So how we think about things affects how we feel about things. And how we feel about something directly affects our overall state of well-being or the lack thereof. And I really want to take a moment here to consider the phrase well-being. What does that really mean? Unfortunately, I think a lot of people are not seeing this clearly. I fear that we might be deluding ourselves a little bit here. It's easy to think, well, hey, I'm not ill, therefore I'm well. No. Those are not the same thing. Well-being, true well-being, is much more than just the absence of a mental illness. In an article in Psychology Today, What is Well-Being? Definition, Types, and Well-Being Skills, the author, Cheeky Davis, PhD, writes that well-being is the experience of health, happiness, and prosperity. It includes having good mental health, high life satisfaction, a sense of meaning or purpose, and the ability to manage stress. More generally, well-being is just feeling well. Yet, how many people do you know describe themselves as being stressed, feeling overwhelmed, feeling a sense of malaise, or feeling like there's a negative cloud over their lives? A lot of people. We hear this all the time. People are like, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm so stressed. I'm so frustrated. So we need to consider, how do we experience true well-being? And I think if we want to really experience true well-being, then we have to work on our mental muscles. And this is a practice. It's a practice that I've dedicated myself to, and it's not easy. I mean, stuff happens. I get that. And that is why this is so important. One of my absolute favorite mechanisms for bringing myself a greater sense of well-being is identifying choices. Where do I have choice? And I think this becomes even more important when things are stressful, when there's challenge, when there's adversity. And let's face it, sometimes just driving around on the highways can be a challenge enough. But this is one of my favorite mechanisms. And actually, here's a great example. As I'm in the middle of working on this episode, I was looking for a document because I was trying to find those research findings. And that, for whatever reason, reminded me that the firm that we're working with to help us redesign the website is past their deadline, and I haven't heard anything from them. And my initial response was to kind of get a little bit upset and feel some stress about it. I mean, nothing major, but it disrupted my flow, my creativity. Now, once that happens, I have a choice, right? I mean, actually, I have several choices, but the two that came to mind for me are, number one, I could follow that distraction and get increasingly upset and allow it to distract me from creating content. If I make that choice, now I'll have something else to be upset about, right? That I didn't finish the episode. And because I didn't finish creating new episodes, I'd probably end up feeling so bummed that I wouldn't even feel like doing my weights later in the day. Suddenly now my day could become a real rat hole. I could even probably find solace at the end of the day by complaining to Rick about the firm and how they quote unquote, quote, ruined my day. Now, I'm kind of over-dramatizing this a little bit, but let's be honest. Do you know someone like this? Do you work with someone like this? Have you ever done something like this? And that's not a judgment because we probably all have. But my question is this. Is this really how we want to live our lives? Now, the second path I could take, second choice I could make, is I can make a note to follow up with them and to see what's going on, and then return to creating content. And I have to be honest, I'm human. The first choice was really tempting, but it wouldn't lead me anywhere positive, so I chose the second option. This is why it works and why choice is so incredibly important. When we can identify where we have choice, we are empowering ourselves. In a very real sense, we are putting our power back in our hands. Many years ago, there was a study done where people had to listen to loud music coming from an adjacent room. And when people had no control over the music, it bothered them, not surprising. And their level of frustration and angst continued to rise. Another group, however, had to listen to the same loud music coming from an adjacent room. However, that group had a little button inside the room that they could press that would turn down the neighbor's music automatically. The second group experienced none of the angst or frustration of the first group. But here's the kicker. They never used the button to turn the music down. The mere presence of the button brought them relief. They had a choice whether or not they would turn the music down. That's stunning. Choice is one of the most powerful tools that we have at our disposal. Sadly, we don't use it often enough. We don't look for where do I have choice, and that contributes to our angst, our frustration, our stress, and our lack of well-being. Don't give away your personal power by giving up your power to choose. Look for where you have more choice in your day, and maybe even especially in those times that are frustrating or stressful. You might be surprised at how much it will help. I have a favor to ask before you go. This topic of choice and how it affects our well-being it's incredibly important to me. It might be one of the most important topics to me. I think it not only changes how our own level of well-being and happiness, but it also has a tremendous ripple effect as it affects those around us as well. Would you mind taking 30 seconds and thinking of someone that you could share this episode with, and then sending it on to them? And I'll put the directions in the show notes in case you need that to make it easier on the major platforms, how you do that. I just want to say thank you so much for helping us spread the message. I hope you have a tremendous week. Be well and continue to rise and thrive.